Vote not pass, not to go to a mitzvah, not to go to the small town. And he definitely has to go to the small city of Sodom. And then he didn't stay there. And the Pasuk says, Perik Yud Tes Pasuk Lamed Aleph. To the daughters of Lot say, "V'tomer b'chirat seira, avinu zaken, the father's old, ish ein bo'aretz. There's nobody here. L'vo l'ne k'derech kol aretz. There's nobody. We can't set up a family." Now, what happened? He asked that he dafka wanted to go. Right? He wanted to go to Mitzar. That's in pasuk chaf. Chaf aleph. They say, "Okay, you're going to go to Mitzar." All right, and then it says that. And Lamed, that he left Mitzray, left Tsoyar, and he went to the mountains. So Tsoyar was a town. Tsoyar had people there. So how could Lot's daughter say, there's no one to get married to? There was an entire town of Tsoyar. That's what all that bothered me.
No one was worthy.
Oh, okay. So that's the Shidduch question. So look at the Rashbam. Rashbam says how I learned Pshat as a kid. He thought that because Baruch Hu destroyed the entire world. They thought, so that isn't that question. How could it be? It says Svarna.
Who's that? Avram was killed too. And only
Lot
was
saved. Well, so Avram they couldn't marry. But there was a whole town there. So then look at this Svarna. The Svarna says, Ein ish b'za golil ro'i lavo aleinu. There's no one that's passed from us. And then I thought that that's the Canaan, the ground of the Gavaret. It almost looked a little humorous. That's the Canaan says. Was that? No, he adds down another word. He calls him in Ezra, right? And he says, Miuchoses. And he says, we come from, nobody here is, well, who's passed for us because we come Miuchos. We come from Ram Vinus. We're the only guys that were saved. So I'm going to marry the guys that should have been destroyed. That was interesting. Was that?
Yeah, he's
quoting Ibn Ezra. But he goes to Ibn Ezra and then says, Ibn Ezra says, Miuchas is also?
Yeah.
No, Ibn Ezra says like the Sfarn, like the Rishbam. They thought the whole world was destroyed. That answer, what do they do with Tsoya?
Was Tsoya one of the five cities that Avram was trying to save?
Yeah.
So how you talking that Avram and his debate with the Kaddish Baruch Hu couldn't stay Tsoya, and then Lot says, I want to go to Tsoya.
No.
Boom, okay, we're going to take Tsoya.
But they say to Lot, we will save in Pasuk Chavalot. But Yomer Lot, Vine Nes, is that? Chavalot. Was that? But was saved, yeah, right? And they say, and go to Tsoyar, and then he says, Kiluchal, I can't, I'll cane, I don't know, I think Korashim, you're Tsoyar, I guess from Mitzvah to Tsoyar, they change the name. Okay, so then everything gets destroyed, right? And Chav Tes, Vayishalach has Lod, Mintoch, Afech, Bapodor, Vayashay Shav Loit, Vayaloit, Mitzoyar, Vayashay Bohor, unless he never got there.
No, but he went to Tsoa, and then he left
Tsoa. So, I don't know. So Rashi says, "Was it Rashbam saying?" But they didn't see that people were, when they went to Tsoa, they didn't see that people were there. And Rashi says they left because. Yeah. Why?
He thought it was only a temporary reprieve to give him a place to escape to.
Yeah.
But now that he's there, now and it's time for him to move on.
Ula Yapach. Shaili Penai Divi Malach Shavis Bar. Ula Yapach. maybe today. So they were thinking that it was only a temporary reprieve. Okay. I mean, that's what the Ramban. The Ramban says that. Yeah, there was a yeah, go ahead. Yeah. Okay, so it's. Was that? Ramban says it was a temporary. Because they thought that they were going to be. Then it would get destroyed. It only saved for them. When they left, then it would go under. Okay. Okay, good. So let's look at the Akeda. So let's remember all the Rashbam. Rashbam is a big Zionist Rashbam. Right? That was after these things. The Rashbam says the Pshat is. And Perek Chav Beis Pasuk Aleph. After these things, Rashi learns says after these words, it was that the Satan came to challenge that we don't have the same dedication that they have. And the Arachayim says, Vayachar Advarim Ha'ela, he enumerates, Pirush Advarim Ha'amurim Lamala, Me'in She'achar Kama Herpet Kei She'omru Olav. But that the Arachayim is saying, Vayachar Advarim Ha'ela means if you look at the life of Avraham, then you'll see what a big challenge this was. Number one, he had to wait till he was 99 to have the child. And then he was promised that he would have that. Yitzchak would be the source of his nationhood. And then, after Yitzchak got old, then Avraham had to go to the Plishtim. And with all these things happening, that Avraham was promised, and Yitzchak already had reached an age already. So with all of these things, that increases the nisayon. Bein bebchinas Avraham she'achar kama herpadkei kodmulay ad shenifkat. Whether you look at it from the perspective of that he already had so many tzaras. V'achar kama avtochais me'Hashem ki beYitzchak kari zarei u'omel. And after all of these promises, bein bebchinas Yitzchak shegam shehayo gadol ki nishmaya posag asamach. So all of these things, and Yitzchak was already so old, and he didn't stop. All of these things tell us what a huge nisayon. Gam niskavi leimar achar b'dvarim shemuzay Yitzchak leimar es bincha es yichidcha v'loy koydim advarim nemor b'samach shemei hayulei shmol ve'inu yichidcha or kubi achar advarim. All of these descriptions, but the Rashbam says that it's after the previous event. When Avraham made a deal to give part of Eretz Yisrael to Avimelech, right? That's why it's such a politically charged Rashbam that unique that the Akeda was a punishment that Avraham made because he should not have negotiated away part of Eretz Yisrael. No, I think he's saying that after all of these expressions, Kidcha could be as well. All right, and that's what he says. Veho leikimach, v'yachar advar ma'ela, veho eloikim, and. Right, it could just be so the Archaim says, Viholikim Bitesefes Vav, Bitesefes Hahe, Leimar Milbadnis Shainish Kudmu, Hosef Lenasosa, Bigmuras hadin nisayin otz. So it's there, another nisayin, ha elikim, the midas hadin of a Kadosh Baruch came down hard on Avraham.
How do you understand the
The Rashbam addresses why the Rashbam does it. If I thought they should have all of the Rambam where you preach Shulchan, see what good your bris is with him. Now that you're gonna have to go to Yitzchak, it's not gonna help you in the long run with anything else.
Now, lesson is not to give away part of Eretz Yisrael. That's nothing. Nothing negotiated away. No, so that's what Mike was saying. That he was saying your shavua undermined my shavua to you that you're going to have. The children are going to take over to Israel. Right.
Can't do it anyway. But Chris, therefore,
right. You undermine the bris I'm going to give your children Eretz Yisrael, right? So now the midah k'neged midah is undermined by bris to you.
Yeah, but the real punishment to Avram wasn't moving to son for the pain, the stress and the pain while it was going on.
You see, he said that contrary with Sierra, the Nisal and Kim. The question that Josh is saying is, what's the Ata Yadati? At the end, that doesn't seem to fit. At the very end, he says, now I see. He says, should we now I punish you? Now
more
you
than that, we use that kind of skip like as this
thinker
of everything that we have. And it seems like it only came around as a
right, but again, the way that the Rashbam would see the Kadosh Baruch Hu never intended to lose Yitzchak, he just intended to show Avraham Avinu his utility.
But those zuchus that we say, I'm not sure enough.
Yeah.
Like it was a punishment. What kind of
mistakes would there have been in the case that had to
happen? Right.
There's no question to whether the punishment, if there was an angle itself, but it's a little bit different here because we're using.
He clicks all the Acharad Vrama Elas.
Maybe it could have been done in such a way that it wouldn't be like
right.
What you think.
Right. Right. And that's the punishment. So there is an aspect of punishment, but there's a host that it would have
been
some other
less,
which is similar. Right.
And maybe the way that Abram embraced it, like his attitude wasn't just, oh, it's painful, I'm going to do it, but embraced for us on Hashem went above and beyond just accepting the moment. It's like, aside from the Tsar, but since he even recognized him as a servant to Baba,
maybe it's a form of tshuva, though. Maybe according to Rashbam, that's Ata Yadati. Now I know maybe. He went through her bechuvas. He was
just interesting. We are going through the different levels of the assignment. He doesn't mention the idea that Abraham was the original chesed.
Yeah.
This is the cruelest thing.
Yeah. That's going to undermine his.
The guy who the religion is taught. Why don't we? Because the certain Yitzchak doesn't get any credit. He was just as much involved as Avram, but it's Avram who seems to have answer they gave is because Yitzchak's Mina was din. So the fact that it was a little challenge to what he was already good at is not as big of a kunst that he came through with the flying colors than Avram. You know, it's the exact opposite. The challenge
was the challenge.
But the exact opposite.
But
so
we
saw
that
was thinking Caesar.
Okay,
yeah.
And you go against it,
your nature.
Zorah Mora, you would never do. Man, I thought. I listened. Are the parents obligated to have
they can be merchel. They can be merchel. Machlokes is where there's a machlokes pshana whether they can be merchel after their first presentation of the Beis Din. Whether that once they hand over the Beis Din, then they can't. According to Rav, they can mochel adibag, they can mochel till they execute them. Even after the Pesach Din, they can mochel. According to Rav, yes. According to Rashi, they can be mochel till the second time they mochel. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Actually, I've never been so. This is not the first time I've been
in the Parsh. Yeah.
Remember you in the Parsh?
Yeah.
He didn't want to send me to school. So I should have called him to college.
Right.
Well, there was nothing why
he was done. He would have died.
Yeah, and he was sick. Like the
yeah, and they said he would survive. But, he sent us over there, and went over there, he sees Papa. As soon as the Mala, I'm sorry, as soon as Hashem told him that Pharaoh is right, the Rashi says he hated it. That's why he only gave him left him the famous mind. Because the Rashi used the word sinim, because he was able to right immediately transform the Abba he had to
show. Give them a fortune to the other end. Right? Give them a fortune say. It says, right? So I think it points out is that Avram did not try to distance himself to make it easier on himself. Right. The Yosem al Yitzchok b'no.
Yeah. Says that he was
the knife. Yeah. Yeah. He didn't try to remove himself from Beis Shmuel. Yeah.
The point in style is that when the Malach tells Avraham that the stone is to be destroyed, that Hashem's relationship with Avraham is such that Avraham is going to be really glued in to what is happening, and therefore, going from there, it's a really silent problem. Now, for the world to say, well, go 3 days somewhere, something to Yitzchak to do this, which goes totally against for no, you know, it's exactly the opposite. And Avram has to now go back.
It's an idea that he should have been
there again. It's also. And because of there, Hashem didn't see what Hashem told him news.
Yeah.
So Avram, the Yishach Chesed stood up even to David on behalf of these
alone,
right? Here, he didn't ask to change it.
Okay, yeah.
Hashem gave a tzibur. There's nothing to talk about. It's...
Yeah. But here, it was clear because Rahul was directly testing Avram. Over there, it was also over there that we learned last week, Arachaim, when he says, Erdana, so that gives Avram time to weigh in. Over here, it doesn't say, I want to see if we're doing good with Yitzchak. Over there, so I want to figure out what we're doing with Stone. So that gave time for, Zera wasn't Nigzer yet. Let's have a look at the Va'ata. The fusing clay yokers. Yeah. the Klei Yoker and Yud Aleph, before we get to Yud Aleph, interesting Klei Yoker, why does he have to say Avram, Avram? But until the first time, when Kadosh Baruch Hu, Vayomer Elov Avram, Vayomer Hinei. And here it's Avram, Avram, Vayomer Hinei. Why do you have to say Avram twice? So, yeah. So the Klei Yoker is not so excited with the word Chiba. Right? Mashal Ekor B'Famer Rishoy. Mishal Dain Lo Noda Chibos L'chol B'Erl. His name, he won't be ever in Nisoyen. Now he's able to withstand the Nisoyen, so you can say, Loshen Chiba. Okay? Dover Acher, Mishor Sha'osak V'Mitz, V'Akedas V'Noi, V'Yakol Kach Torud, V'Mitz V'Lagoy Mikil Chasa, Ashley Hoya Noisin Lev V'Kol Akvi. He was so absorbed, they got to do this right. I got to keep the Mitzvah. And so he was much, so he wasn't listening. So Avram had to shake him up. Was that? Masha'en Cain, Barishona, Shlahoya dying toward the Mitzvah. V'yei Shemesh Avram haven b'kriyazu, Shemina Shemaim yakvu. L'vichach osas atzmai ki ish nidham. Ki ish shaloshin, that's the source for everything. Three pshat. One is chiba. The other is even the Kadosh Baruch had to wake him up because he was chapt or Abraham didn't want to hear. He didn't want to get held back. You know, Kadosh Baruch may have. So let's look at the Atah Yadati. So now it says in pasuk Yud Beis, but Yom Ratishlach Yorch Lanar, but Taslim Uma. Now, when your mom is holding the machelas all the way to the top, so now, so the Klei Yoker says, Ein kol loshen atom imait has mana koyim. We would normally think, atom, now I know. Before, wasn't so sure. But now he says, no, left out. Atom doesn't always mean now and not before. For example, the atom Yisrael, ma shem shel miyim chukiim liro. It's as he said, Hine Yadati. Yeshaimim. But no, he's saying, behold, I see from this. But it's not that it's a chiddush. Here, or Atoyadati means Atoyadati. Kitachlis and Isoyin Zayakiril Herm Dengel Nais. Harry so Amim Yoifi Masam. The purpose of the Nisoyin is this is a Rashi Sheet. Was to show the word nace, hold him up as a banner, that look what Avram could do. Ki tova techachas megula haba me avo musateres, because one good techacha open is better than what's hit. Kesha avo gedoyla vi nistrak ish brocho shalecha love techachas megula. Vayedeshi yekablo me avo. Everybody will see how much Avram loves Hashem. Kol dovar terem yoisoi, mishiyishor ha'odom al bechirasoi, nevochu rabim bechakir zu. The rabbi achayim yotzu lilkot leimotzu derech maspik lefter sofek ze. Ki nirin machishin ze ze. Hu darush omok miyim sena. Right. So the question is, he's raising the question about whether Avram had Bechira. When God knows something, right? The question of whether God's knowledge determines something's going to happen. So over here, if you say Atoya Dati, now I know I didn't know before, so then okay, Avram had full Bechira. But if you say God always knew, and it doesn't mean Atoya Dati. So that means that God knew, so then did Abraham have real Bechira? So he says that is a deep idea. A lot of people trying to figure this out. Weren't successful. The Rambam explains how called Tzori was just Nitna. The Rambam explains that God's knowledge does not interrupt our ability to function, right? So again, so how does it come back to the apostle? Atoya Dati, some people will say that God did not know it was going to be. Because if he knew it was going to be, So then it had to happen. He says, no. As Rambam says, that God can know what's going to be, and nevertheless, we still have Bechir. So you shouldn't think that Toyadati means that God was mistalik from his knowledge.
It was just Avraham and Yitzchak, and the present at the moment.
Yeah.
So how, I mean,
and yeah, now,
how the Torah being written by the Torah, how yeah. The whole world.
Right. So, but there were the two Ne'orim,
and they did. Stayed back.
But they saw Avraham go with the Machelas, and only one guy comes back.
Yitzchak came back.
No, but he wouldn't have if they had done the
kid. They had no idea.
I mean,
how do they know that when Abraham says, oh, I was supposed to check your like guy on the bed?
What do you think? If they, when the plan actually came out, so how do people know?
People know.
No, but he's saying he comes back and says, wow, that was a close one. Right, when it was a close one.
That's exactly the word.
No, how do we...
Why is it that you're not...
On the contrary, if I was Abram, I wouldn't tell anybody. Because if I went and I was ready to kill my son here, right, telling everybody else that God doesn't want to sacrifice, and that was God did, that's going to uproot everything.
Right. To accomplish. Who did it? Who was the one who started?
And that's his son. Who's that?
Whatever that means, the Sota.
We had the Arachim we learned last year. That they sat up all night. Everyone was trying to convince Sarah. Says has the lashon. It says kach nos bincha. Please say kach nos. So the Arachaim said it means do it gently. It means convince Yitzchak. He learns Pshat that Yitzchak knew already. Tell him it's a good thing. Sacrifice yourself. Achnis b'libay malas hadavar. And but the first thing Arachaim says is that he was spending all night trying to convince Sarah to send Yitzchak to Yeshiva. So, that's what he says.
You know what you said?
Sarah, last give me Moshe, Yichol, Lamne Torah. Right? Until the morning. It sounds like, but Sarah, it sounds like, you know, if
what she didn't
want to go to Yeshiva. She has to stay at home. I don't know. That's right. If I go away,
yeah.
It sounds like that they were both coming back. They're both durable. Yeah. Right. So that's what Mike's asking. So they come back. So then Avram says, "Amazing thing just happened." When I said Neshuva, I didn't really notice that. Right. I really was going to shecht it. And I got a malach told me not to shecht it. Right. Because according to the Rashi, according to the first plan to Yaakov was to tell everybody. So what will Yezer and Yishmol say? So they tell somebody. So at some point, somebody say, "You really think so?" Were you there? You see, we took care of it. You got the aisle and said, "How does the story get out?" That's a good question. No? How does anybody?
Maybe,
yeah.
And maybe Abram realized that was the purpose, so he wasn't with fire standing there. What does the Mishnah say? Don't say something that you don't want to be hurt. So close, it's going to be hurt.
Yeah.
So that's good.
Mm-hmm. April still thinks he's not going to tell you about it.
First of all,
he's
got a
power.
Going around boasting about himself.
Shefting
Yitzchak
is up there.
Maybe the Hesped for some. Maybe that's next week. Maybe that's the Hesper was at Sarah. He explained to people what happened. As he has to explain why what happened, what's going on. Died. Yeah.
But she's 127 years old.
But that's not the MS. That's the MS. She deserves a better husband. Here she's dead with serious nefesh, and he's going to put it under the carpet. How are people going to know that maybe it was the husband?
If anything, they say part of the Sarah died from.
He didn't regret it.
He shouldn't have.
Right.
But he shouldn't.
He didn't regret it.
It must be that was her time. The assignment for him was to recognize that this was her time and it wasn't the result of the activity. He shouldn't be Mahara on the activity. That's that message. It just makes it more. His Nisoyan was not to draw a connection
between the Akedah and the Sasar. But when the Medrash says that the son came and frightened Sasar, she died as a result. All right? So you're saying that wasn't her time?
No, it was.
No. I don't shut the Medrash though.
So he
began telling you the whole story, but when he got to the point that Avram was going to kill Yitzchak, she said, "I should have let him go to Yeshiva." he said, she died. He didn't get to finish the story.
The Medrash is that this is the Nisayon for dying that way is the Nisayon for Avram not to fall into the trap. Not to
ascribe
the death of
sorrow
to the meaning not to be Mahara.
I mean, the Malach Amos had a job. So Malach Amos could have poisoned her, could have made a trip. So Malach Amos used this ploy as a first in Isaiah. But the point is, so you're saying he's not going to, but that could also be the Hespin. No.
Yeah.
How did the word get out? Let's just see one more word, and that is that the Rabban. Rabban says, "What's atoyadati?" Kasha is, "What does Hashem mean?" Now I get it. I didn't think I wasn't sure, but now I got it. So Kliyoka says, "I always knew," and Kliyoka says, "Don't be afraid of the bechir issue. Not a problem. I always knew." But I had to be my deal acherim to think whatever Shabbos Michael's question, but how is this going to get out? Ramban ki ato yadati mitchil hoisa yir osoy bekoyach la yotzo lepoyel b'masa god laze ato noida o b'mas hoye zechusa yisholei miti maskuta shlema mimashem lakei Yisrael. So he says that the Nisoyon was L'haitzi Mikoyach HaLapoyal. Ramban says, whenever Chumash used the word Nisoyon, testing, so it doesn't mean there's a Safek, but it means that a Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to take something that was in the potential and make it actual. And that way, one place Ramban says, and that way he was able to give it more schar, and the other place, it says, that makes him a bigger tzaddik. He says that in Re'e. Over here also he says early. So that's Ata Yadaiti means now it came Lepoyel. Once it comes Lepoyel, so then it's Avram becomes a bigger tzaddik because he knows that he's able to accomplish. Michael, what was saying before? Yeah. Yeah. I was wondering about that. Yeah, but he didn't have to come down. He came
the other way.
Is that?
The other way. She was in the other direction.
Uh-huh.
It's part of the Akedah quote unquote letting go of Yitzchak?
I don't know. Vayekumu vayelchu yachdem v'elshava yeshefam. Then,
it says, in the Rashi, it says, Rashi brings down, Avram now realized, oh my God, if I had checked the Yitzchak,
right.
Well, then he wouldn't have been able to marry. I have to get Yitzchak
right.
Married. But Yitzchak was already of marriageable age.
Where does it say, what happens to Yitzchak?
Ibn Ezra says, blew his feet,
but that's what Michael's saying. That was his bar mitzvah. Yeah. Ibn Ezra, but as you said, Kubra Shus. Right, then he quotes the Zohar. Yeah, the what?
The Yitzchak made from Allah.
Mm-hmm.
Shoko Balayla, we pay Ayan Hora. That's by Yochanan Mishova. Sorry.
But Ibn Ezra quotes, I think the Zohar that he did shechtem, and Abraham came down with that Yitzchak. Then there was Chias Hamesim. Then. He lived.
That would explain how Abraham got the word
out. Right. Ibn Ezra says, but it goes against the boss. Yeah. Amazing. Now, there is a Zohar that Porch and the Shmos and it came back whenever he was there. This is a more drastic message. This had actually killed him.
Doesn't do without
that's right. Yeah. Okay.